Many different possibilities for 2012, William. We've chatted before. As we get close to this time period, I'm wondering what your assessments might be.
Well, of course, we're approaching one of those great cosmic crossroads, and that's, you know, which path are we going to take? Are we going to take the path of love, or are we going to take the path of fear? You know, someone you really need to talk with about this, I might recommend, is John Major Jenkins. He's an absolute genius and was one of the first to come up with the whole understanding of the Maya 2012 cosmology and their calendar, and points to this as what the Mayans are saying is this is a moment of cosmogenesis, of rebirth and renewal. And that's the take that I subscribe to, that you know, while some think that we may be about to, our planet is about to be pile-drived from emanations or high-energy cosmic rays from the galactic center, I don't know. I just see that what we're about to experience is a massive, massive awakening.
I think you're right. I don't think we're going to get hit by an asteroid. I don't think they predicted that we'd have a total polar shift by that time, or the magnetic poles would turn. I don't think a solar flare will wipe us out. I don't think the Mayans thought of that or planned it.
Yeah, and by the way, Jay Widener's asked me to be involved in his 2012 The Odyssey, a film about 2012. And I'll likely be doing a book, too, collecting various opinions about 2012, because everywhere you look, people, when you least expect it, are wanting to talk about it. So it's without a doubt going to be the topic. And again, I think the kickoff really starts here in January 06, when these pristine particles drop to Earth from Project Stardust.
So you're going to take the approach that 2012 will be more of an era of enlightenment as opposed to anything else.
Yes, without a doubt. I mean, and you know, and to just kind of recap what we've been talking about, you know, the Maya recognized that the galactic center, which is the centerpiece of the 2012 prophecy, the Maya recognized that galactic center as a womb, and they understood that this is where we came from. This is where our souls came from. And so what we're gathering presently is this amazing new knowledge about where we came from, and what that's going to help answer is who are we and where are we going from here? And this is why this present time is so ripe with incredible possibility, and I really believe we're being offered the fruit of the gods, that otherworldly substance, and we're being offered it because we are being anointed, as I described it, but we're also, in a sense, ascending or graduating, if you will.
I'm going to read a little bit about the Project Stardust because it is kind of neat. On January 15th, as you mentioned, 2006, after more than 7 years and billions of miles of travel through space, the Stardust spacecraft will finally return to Earth with some precious cargo, pristine samples, they say, of comet and interstellar dust. Stardust will provide the world's first opportunity to analyze preserved samples of the fundamental building blocks of our solar system that formed 4.6 billion years ago. That's exciting.
Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I've repeated that word pristine because it's so important to recognize that while we certainly collect cosmic dust from the stratosphere of our planet, we haven't ever seen this ancient stuff. We've been dealing with some of the newer stuff. But what this is going to provide for us is insight into stuff 5 billion years old. It's just beyond almost imagination, the possibilities here.
There's a trivia question. Does anybody know the comet that Stardust was able to retrieve some of the Stardust particles from?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Do you want to know?
Oh, yeah. It's called Vilt 2. It's named after...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Or it looks like Wild, W-I-L-D, but you're right. It's pronounced Vilt.
Right. The astronomer who discovered it in the 70s was from Sweden.
The spacecraft flew to about 700 feet. That's pretty close.
Yeah, and I mentioned that they created this, developed this substance called aerogel, which is 99.8% air. The other 2% is silica. They developed this substance in order to capture these cosmic dust particles flying by at about 13,000 miles an hour. you're going to start seeing this aerogel in glass applications, contact lenses, other sort of terrestrial applications. But I'm highly intrigued by this because they describe this substance they developed to capture these particles as frozen smoke, which is very interesting because the French definition of the word perfume is smoke. And when you look back in the ancient stories, they were creating perfumes, they were creating myths that helped to attune them or awaken them to God consciousness. And in the Old Testament, in the Holy of Holies, God manifested through the smoke. And here we are creating this incredible new technological smoke to capture what may turn out to be the secrets of God or a new way of understanding God.